Anchorage, Alaska is known for its urban wildlife. Moose wander across city streets, king salmon swim up creeks downtown, and black bears rifle through unprotected garbage bins.
But biologists assumed that Alaskan brown bears, these are bigger coastal versions of the grizzly, that they mainly steered clear of the city limits. But then they started tracking these bears. Alaska Public Radio Network's Annie Feit reports.
Tracking bears from a small plane over a city takes a certain amount of inner calm. Biologist Sean Farley is well suited for the job. He's an experienced pilot who flies his own red Cessna.
Clear!
Preparing for a recent flight, he and colleague Jesse Coltrane described the tricks of navigating congested city airspace.
It's not your normal telemetry. It's a little different.
High-stress telemetry. Watch out for that plane!
Farley has collared a dozen brown bears with high-tech transmitting units. He uses antennas attached to both airplane wings to pick up each collar's soft beep. The first bear we find on this flight is a female living in the city's largest park, Bicentennial, just behind the State Troopers building in a busy four-lane road. She's traveling with three large yearling cubs. Farley downloads a few weeks' worth of data onto a laptop computer.
We found from that data that the bears come into Bicentennial Park and they virtually pretty much stay there the entire summer. They're there for the fish. They'll come in early in the spring for moose and moose calves, but they're not quite as resident then. But when the fish hit, they come in and they stay.
On the ground, Farley pulls out colorful maps charting each bear's movement through Anchorage with neon dots. The patterns show the bears are adept at weaving their way through city green space in search of salmon. They follow creeks into town, and there they stay, living beneath the trees, next to populated neighborhoods and traffic-clogged roads in Alaska's largest city. Farley says he doesn't know of any other city in the world with a resident brown bear population.
It's pretty novel. If this was the lower 48, to know that we have brown bears this close doing this, they'd be calling out the National Guard, and people would be screaming and hooting and hollering.
Farley and his team are taking DNA samples from as many of the city's brown bears as possible. Biologist Rick Sinnott walks into a city creek. King salmon swim by as Sinnott examines the underside of a tree branch sticking out over the water.
We're just looking for a little tangle of light brown hairs.
Oh, here.
That's a great one, actually. Looks like there's, I don't know, 50 or 100 hairs there, a couple different tangles.
The biologists will use the DNA to get a minimum population count. Sinnott guesses there could be as few as a dozen or as many as 50 brown bears in the Anchorage area.
I mean, if they wanted to kill people, it would be easy for them to do it. I mean, but they're mostly avoiding us and hiding from us. So it's amazing how few times we even see the bears, much less have bad encounters with them.
Sean Farley agrees. He thinks the bears must have worked out an approach limit, their own version of acceptable personal space. But he worries it's only a matter of time before there's a deadly attack.
Imagine the outcry would be to go shoot all the bears. And you could actually go shoot them all. It won't matter because we produce a lot of bears, they'll come back. This is Alaska, and that part is what makes Alaska unique and different than the lower 48. Is that we really, even though Anchorage is a huge town on Alaska scale, we're just a teeny, teeny blip on the landscape. We're nothing.
The study has changed biologist Farley's ideas about how brown bears behave around people. They're more tolerant than he expected. It's also changed his habits on Anchorage City hiking trails. He makes a lot more noise than he used to. For NPR News, I'm Annie Feit in Anchorage.